The Medford School District's regular Board of Education met Monday evening. Pat Sullivan, School District Administrator, updates us on that meeting.
First order of business last night was to have a public hearing, which is a procedure you have to go through if you want to start school before September 1st. September 1st is the law. You can't start before that unless you get a waiver from the DPI. In order to get the waiver, you have to hold a public hearing. So we did that. We did consider the pros, the cons, I guess, the opinions on both sides of that issue starting before the September 1st date. You know, and we were talking about that because of COVID-19 and because of the fact that we've been shut down since really the last week of March and missed all of April and May. But in the end, the school board did not move forward with an early start date. So we will keep our originally planned start date for the 2020-21 school year. We moved from that right into discussion with FinDOR for PRA, which is the folks that we're working with on the potential high school project and of course, then the potential referendum. The board passed last night an option that would have a total cost at this point of $40.1 million. But we did kick it back to FinDOR and PRA and say, you know, come back to us in a month. We'd like you to look at that option, you know, which does include a new red and white theater at a reduced cost that was in the survey. And it also does include a gymnasium, which would be a one station gymnasium without locker rooms. And again, that is the option we're at this point, but we've asked them to see if they could come back and maybe re-engineer the plan a little bit more and bring that cost down a little bit more. So more to come on that. We had a lot of discussion about the plan for the start of the 2021 school year is to have face-to-face instruction 5 days a week. So, in a sense, nothing different. We did talk about some or listen to some other options that we know are out there. But at this point, the Medford School District will be starting school with every kid, every student coming to school, coming to our buildings. Now, we are going to put a survey out for parents to tell us if they are not comfortable with that and they would like for their child to remain home and receive instruction virtually. And we will provide that, you know, for our parents and our students that want that. But we are expecting that most of our students will you know, be at school, you know, come to the buildings every day. Now, between now and the start of the school year, we have to all be, you know, open, I guess, to some changes. Maybe things will change, you know, depending on, you know, the health of the community. But right now, we are going to do that. Now, we will put in precautions. We are continuing to look at those things. But I can tell you that as of right now, we're not requiring face masks. Of course, families and students that want to wear them, are going to be able to. But, you know, that again, not requiring them is where we are right now. Temperature checks. We don't right now plan to have to take temperatures as kids enter the building. But again, you know, we're talking to you in June, and we'll see what it looks like when school starts. We will put in protocols for when students maybe show symptoms at school, how we're going to handle that, how we're going to isolate them and take care of them until their family can pick them up. We'll be looking at ways to, again, you know, reduce the risk within the building during the day. We're going to be looking at how we do lunch. We're going to be looking at how we move about in the hallways. We'll be looking at, you know, recess, things like that. So, yeah, we have work to do yet, but we are planning for face-to-face instruction and, again, offering the option to parents and students that are not comfortable with that We are going to offer them virtual education, and we'll just get a survey out and find out how many folks are interested in that. We will also be looking at the busing and how that will work, and we'll be working with Krug's, come up with a safe plan, for that, and an efficient plan for getting students to school. So in that survey, we'll be asking if you will be relying on the buses to bring you to school or not.
More on the Medford School Board meeting after this.